Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now the 2-2 and hit on the ground right side, and Bobby Witt with a great diving play throws him out. My goodness. That ball looked like he was going to make it to...
Happy opening day for the Kansas City Royals. So we were working to get a couple of people that we know that might be out at the game. Chat with us how it's going. It appears as though tailgating started a while ago, and those people maybe perhaps do not have all of their wits about them.
They're already not in any shape to go on the radio. Huh? Okay.
Yes. Yes. So, and everybody I know that would be absolutely sober is working and busy.
Yeah.
So have fun, everybody. 3:10 is first pitch against the Twins.
Also, do you want to mention, I don't know if traffic had this or not because I was out getting my Butterfinger, but it got word from one of our listeners that 71st in Quivira, there was apparently a water main break.
Okay.
So if you're in the area, it you may find yourself in need of an alternate route around that. So, okay. Yeah, just keep that one in mind.
As long as we're talking about it, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but on a really awful note, there was a hit and run this morning in the parking garage at the KU Cancer Center in Westwood.
Oh.
And a pedestrian died. Apparently there's, if you have plans where you need to be at the KU Cancer Center, I would give yourself extra time because I saw something about like employees and where employees are parking. And if it's I don't think it's affecting patient parking, but I'm sure there are still police that's under investigation, obviously. So just an awful situation this morning where in a parking garage at a cancer center, a pedestrian is hit and killed.
Yeah, so like you said, yeah, give yourself plenty of extra time. If you have an appointment today or if there's somebody that you need to drop off or pick up, just recognize things might be a little weird.
All right, next story came to us out of the BBC. So some of the words here I think are going to be funny, but the headline on this was e-waste, as in electronic waste, drawers of doom are growing, apparently. That's the way of saying we are holding on to more electronics and we're just shoving it all in a drawer and not organizing anything.
Forgetting about it completely. I will fully admit right here at the beginning of this, I am guilty as charged. And a lot of that stuff, I mean, some of it came from my mom. Right. So when
electronic stuff.
Yeah. When we were clearing everything out.
Oh, wow.
Well, because of what she did for a living and because of,
yeah,
you know, the government connections and all of that that she had laptops and cell phones and, you know, stuff, you know, some of which were encrypted because she had to do government work on them and things like that. So when she died, all of that stuff, we couldn't just leave it in the house. And,
right,
and a lot of it we couldn't just throw away either or send off to the recycling center. So the idea was, you know, eventually I'll take this stuff and I'll factory reset all of it and do, you know, this deep erasing and things like that, and just never did. So it's all kind of hanging around. The other thing that gets me about this is that a lot of it isn't our fault. Think of what your phone charger looked like for your first cell phone.
I couldn't tell you. It's been so long.
Right.
I have no idea what it looked like.
Here's what it didn't look like. It didn't look like a USB-C cable. Okay.
Right.
And that's what almost all of us are using now, even with iPhones. It used to be that big wide thing,
uh-huh.
and then they went to the lightning cable, and now they've gone to USB-C. So every time that I do that, because I lose cables like everybody does, you know, they just disappear. So yeah. I order a dozen of them. Well, now, right. out of that dozen lightning cables I ordered, I've got 10 of them I will never, ever use again. But I kind of feel weird just throwing them out.
Why? Why are we bad at throwing away electronics that either don't work or do work, but we haven't used in 10 years?
And is never going to be useful.
I'm as guilty as anybody else.
Yeah, is never going to be useful again. There's no
chance. Especially working in this business.
Yeah.
Anybody that's ever worked in where you need technology for a living. I'm trying to think of what the oldest recording device I own is.
You mean my mini disc recorder isn't going to come back?
I was just
going to
say, I think that's what it is. I have a bright blue one because it was the first time we got into portable digital recording.
Uh-huh.
The small, you know, small, we had like the big Marantzes, but this was the first time where you could just, and it was amazing. It was incredible that we had this little device that could record. Why have I not gotten rid of it? I know I still have it.
Yeah.
I have microphones that are 75 years old, probably, because they were given to me.
Do you know how many cassettes I have?
So that I'm sentimental about that because I have them too. I have nowhere to play them. I don't even know if the Radio Ranch has a cassette deck in it anywhere now.
I don't think
probably,
so.
Probably. Maybe in an engineering room somewhere. But like the first newscast I ever did was recorded on cassette.
Yeah.
Like I still have all of those. I'm trying to think of what the oldest cell phone I still have is. And I'm trying to tell everybody this in part because I am good at getting rid of things. I don't like clutter. I'm not a keeper of stuff. But there is something about electronics that even I have a hard time getting rid of.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've made the mistake before, too, because there are some times when you go, you know what? I'm never going to need this again. And a while ago, it was getting to the point with my Gmail box because I never delete stuff. I just uh-huh. don't. It's a pain in the butt because you have to delete it. And then you have to go back and then delete it again.
Yeah.
So I just leave it there. And it was getting to the point where it was getting full, which if you know how big a Gmail box is, you know, that's a lot. That's like 40,000 mm-hmm. emails or something stupid like that. Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I went through and found all the ones that had big attachments in them
mm-hmm.
and got rid of those to free up space. Well, then I needed one of those, you know, or I needed a piece of information that was in the email that it was attached to. I didn't have it anymore. So I think that may be a piece of it is that we're convinced somewhere deep inside that thing is something I will eventually need.
Okay, so I'm trying to get better at that. In fact, I've done it lately because one of my inboxes hit like the max. Like Google was not letting me save any more pictures to Google Photos
right, yeah.
because I was maxed out. And so I've started to go through things. And what I've started to do is, number one, if I haven't looked at it in like 10 years, I don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I've started to download those emails and save them in a folder on my computer. And then delete the email. Now, all I'm really doing is I'm just saving it in a different place.
Sure.
But at least it's out of my email.
Yep. Yeah. So what do you still have that? I mean, and have you done inventory of that drawer of doom and gone in and found the oldest thing in there? I do have a cassette deck. It's not connected to a stereo. It's one of the little mm-hmm. cassette, you know, portable cassette recorder and players. And I got it for one specific purpose. I bought it, I think, for $10 off of Marketplace. And I haven't used it since then. I've got not only a mini disc recorder, I also have an old video camera that takes a format of tape that they don't make anymore. So that's never going to come back into play, but I have it.
Okay, somebody said they still have an original Walkman. Why? Why do you still have it? I don't have that.
45 years. That's how long that thing's been there. Yeah. And when was the last time you turned it on? I mean, is it bad enough? Right. Does it even have, like, if you open the battery tray, is it all corroded and rusty and nasty in there with all of that blue stuff? I don't even know. What is the blue stuff? you know, that grows on the corrosion when your batteries have been in there for like 4,000 years, and it just gets that blue crud all over it. Yeah. We got a couple of calls. If you want to jump in, 913-586-7798. We'll go to Ben in Kansas City. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Hey, good.
Great.
Good, yeah. So I just wanted to touch on kind of the e-waste situation. First of all, I think a lot of the big deterrents, or at least in my personal experience, especially if it's larger, you know, computers or laptops, you know, it's irresponsible technically to just throw it away. But also when you go to those e-recycling centers, they'll make you pay depending on like the size of what you're bringing in or like the amount of components that it includes. So I think that might be a big deterrent. But also, I mean, there's a lot of hobbyists now that go and collect a lot of that old hardware from, you know, computers, laptops, old PDAs and cell phones, and it might be worth, you know, cleaning them up a little bit, posting them on eBay or Facebook Marketplace. That's my personal hobby. I think there's a lot of cool treasures to be found, but also I get people not wanting to hold on to that. So
yeah,
I can kind of see why people don't want to just throw them away.
You know, to your point about the expense, a couple of years ago, there was an event that they did at a shopping center down south of here, somewhere in Overland Park, I think, South Overland Park somewhere. I don't even remember exactly where it was. But they had one of these things where it was an electronic recycling deal, and it was free. There were a couple of things you had to pay for, but like getting rid of old computer monitors and things like that, you could do that, and you could do it for free. The line was oh my god long with all of the people that were waiting to get in there. And you're right. So the expense is, I think, keeping a lot of people from doing it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much.
Appreciate you got it. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate you getting in.
And that's kind of the point of the article from the BBC, is that they're trying to convince more people to take that step and recycle what you don't use anymore.
So part of the trouble with that is that there aren't a lot of opportunities to do that. Like, usually there are e-waste recycling events where you can go drop stuff off.
Yep.
Usually it's right after tax time, because those are also when the shredding events happen too, because
sure,
we're getting rid of documents. But you have to be ready to get rid of the stuff at the time that if it wasn't during those events, I would have no clue where to recycle it, and I'm just throwing it away.
Yeah. It took me a long time to figure out where to take cardboard. We've talked about the boxes and everything stacking up. And you're right. I mean, when it comes to electronic recycling, there are so many rules about it. And he's right. You're not supposed to just, if you have an old TV, you're not supposed to just chuck that in the garbage.
No, but you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to wait to take it somewhere. So that's what you do.
And I mean, we've also, and I'm going to sound like my grandfather here for just a minute, but we've also built a society on disposability. So everything, I mean, when you buy a new TV, when you bought a TV in 1975, you were thinking, okay, this is going to be in my house until 1990, you know, at the earliest, that's how long it's going to be there. So now it's like you buy a TV, 4 years later, you buy another one, and you just throw the old one out.
Yeah, we need more events, more ways to get rid of things so that we're not just throwing them away.
Let's go to Justin and Shawnee up next. Hey, Justin.
Hey, so I'm that guy that just has a box full of cables and old hard drives and stuff like that.
Yep.
Or at least I was until about 6-7 months ago when I decided to finally get rid of it. And then all of a sudden I needed one cable that I knew at one point I had that I had gotten rid of. So I'm just like, if you've got that box of things, I would just say, don't get rid of it. I'm that guy that would keep, you know, old power cables from TVs and whatnot. And then one day my TV stopped working and I was like, is it the circuit board in it, or is it the power cable? And I knew I'd had a cord at some point.
Yep.
But yeah, I had gotten rid of it. But I don't know what law of the universe it is that, you know, the second you get rid of something is when you need it. I don't know what that is, but I've been tempting it a lot lately. So I would just caution y'all, like, keep your cables. Might need one.
You got it. Justin, thank you. Yeah, and to that end, I mean, he mentioned hard drives as well, old computer hard drives and things like that. I have a bunch of external hard drives, and I'm terrified that one day one of them is going to just quit. Because the amount of stuff that's on those things that I do occasionally need, I don't need it all the time, but you know, old interviews and movies and all kinds of stuff if one of those things ever just gives up the ghost, then I'm going to be in real trouble when it comes time to need something that's on one of those things.
Does that happen? Because I have one, too. It's sitting right in front of me. I've had it for a long time. It's massive. I don't know how much. It's like a six terabyte. I don't know. It's a lot. And that's where I put, because I feel like in the last few years, I rotate between computers so much that I don't keep as much on the laptop anymore. And I'm much better. I mean, there are 20 years of vacation pictures on that hard drive.
Sure.
I mean, every major trip I've done since I was in college, it can just go out.
And the newer ones are better. And not all of them, but if you're looking for one that you're probably going to have a better time with, then my advice would be to get a solid state drive, because the ones that you have are likely an actual spinning disk inside there. It's just like a computer hard drive used to be. I mean, my laptop's got a solid state drive because it's an Apple. But, a lot of them still have the spinning hard drives in them. And those things, bearings go out. I had one time where the tech told me that what happened was the little reader sits like very close, much less than a 64th of an inch above the disc. And somehow the disc had become misaligned, and that reader skipped across the disc and just scratched a big hole in it, and it was shot. There was no retrieving any of the data inside it.
Let me ask a dumb question really quick, and then I know we have to get to break. Would I hear the spinning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, how do I know if I have that a solid state hard drive?
Yeah, they hum, and you can feel it too. If you plug one of them in, you can kind of feel it vibrating a little bit.
I don't think I have that. I think mine's solid state.
Okay. Yeah. If it's a solid state drive, anything can happen. It's still an electronic device, but you're much better off. They'll last a whole lot longer than the spinning ones will.
All right, we have to kind of, we're dorking out, but a lot of you have stuff. You're just not admitting it. We'll take a break. We'll get to more of your calls and your comments next on KMBZ. All right, we have some breaking news out of Kansas City. This is out of Fox 4 just minutes ago. Apparently, a process server has been shot at. This is in the area of Booth and Thompson Avenues. The good news is police said no one's been injured. But one would assume this is an eerily similar situation, although a better version of it than what just happened recently.
Yeah, and we don't have any information on the suspect. We don't know if the person who shot at the process server was being served.
Right.
We just don't have any of that information. I mean, it would be easy to jump to the conclusion that this was somebody who didn't want to be served and decided to pull a gun, but we don't know that, and it may very well have not been that. So we'll wait to find out more information about this, but obviously they're looking back. Even in this article, they mentioned Drexel Mack being shot and killed while serving the eviction notice in that terrible incident from about a month ago. And it just, you wonder, is this going to be a thing now?
I got to tell you, it's out that same direction, kind of. Well, sort of. It's in Kansas City, but is this going to be a thing? I hope this is not. Because now I hear the term process server and I think, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, your heart just skips a beat. For those who don't know Booth and Thompson, I didn't know exactly where this was. This is very close to the intersection of 435 and it's considered East Winter Road there. So 24. Oh,
right. Yeah.
So between Blue Ridge Boulevard and 435 is where you're talking. So this is East Kansas, Northeast Kansas City.
I know it's always been a dangerous job, much more so than you and I think about. But I had a friend years ago back when I was in Florida who was a process server, and she told me stories about being dragged by a vehicle when she was trying to serve somebody. And I mean, she would have things go wrong like that. But this is two in a very short period of time. And again, I'll ask the same question. What was your plan?
Yeah. I mean, the answer to that is there wasn't one.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Shot at, I assume, is a very purposeful way to put that.
Yeah, that they weren't shot.
Somebody in the house that shot through the front door? Or was it totally unrelated? I mean, let's not forget, just because it's a process server doesn't mean they were serving process papers at the time. Maybe it was just coincidence. There is no information on the suspect, and that's very weird.
Yeah, yet. But like you said, I mean, this is a story that just broke. They may want to wait. There's also, they didn't say anything about an arrest yet, did they? They said police.
There's not even any information on a suspect, so no.
Yeah, police are at the scene, according to investigators, but that may very well mean that they don't know who it is.
I was just looking to see if anybody else has got it. I don't think so. The reason that's weird to me is that if a process server was serving papers at a home, logic would tell you it's most likely that the person doing the shooting was the person receiving the papers.
Yeah.
But if they didn't get that far, if they didn't get to the front door, maybe they're not assuming that. That just because they were serving papers to John Doe, that John Doe is the one that did the shooting.
Right. So, yeah, we'll wait. I'm sure we'll get some more developments on this in the next little while. We may not have anything in the next half hour or so, but all the more reason to keep it here. And as this story develops, we'll get you the details as soon as we have them.
All right. We will take a break here. Be back in a few minutes on KMBZ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, breaking news out of the east part of Kansas City. Emergency responders in the area of Booth and Thompson Avenues. That is southeast, barely southeast of 435 and Winter Road. A process server was shot at. The good news is no one is injured. Odd to me that there's no information on the suspect, but it's possible police are just not releasing that yet.
Yeah. And I guess when we analyze that shot at phrase a little bit farther, because we were thinking, okay, well, that just means they missed. But it also means that it wasn't random.
And for sure it means it wasn't random. Yeah, it's possible that the guy just ducked, I mean, or was able to run away really quickly.
Yeah. But it wasn't a shot that just happened to be fired in the, you know, in the vicinity of a process server. They're saying that the process server was in fact being shot at.
Yeah,
so,
it was targeted.
Yeah, that's rough. But if you've done that kind of work, if you do that kind of work currently, or if you've got some other experience with being a process server, I mean, you know, we've talked before about it being, you know, the obvious nature of being a police officer, the kinds of danger that can put you in. But when it comes to process servers, repo men, I mean, anybody that's dealing with the public where the public does not want to see you, unfortunately, now it seems like this is the kind of thing that you may have to look out for. We'll go to the phones if you want to jump in. 913-586-7798, and Ryan is in KCK. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys, I hope you're well today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You too.
I was just telling the screener, I said it's a sad thing that it's taken this long. I was a probation officer for one of the states. I won't mention which one. We couldn't carry anything but a pen and a clipboard. And I almost took exception to the random comment, but you're right. You just never know who's going to be in a house when you walk up to it.
Yeah. especially when, I mean, if you're serving process, as well you know, you're dealing with somebody who's already been accused of some kind of wrongdoing or is being sued or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I don't even know what regulation, what the regulations are here. In the wake of Drexel Mack being shot, I know there was a lot of talk about bulletproof vests and and whether they're able to carry on the job. But yeah, is that something that you ought to be able to do just to protect yourself? Because you know what you're what you might have to face out there.
Yep, you're exactly
Ryan,
right.
Ryan, do you have any stories of what you've encountered? Even just hostility or moments where you feared what might happen?
You can't even imagine. I want to go back to the other point. I did forget because it's been a while. We were issued bulletproof vests at one point in time, but so funny story that I had my car stolen one day, not far from my work, and not even a week later, I had another officer ask me, "Hey, we need to go check up on this probationer. They think he's involved in a car theft ring." Well, that's where we found my car, and when we walked into the house, there were so many people laying around that's where you never know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Scary. Do you get any training for what to do if things go south?
Oh, we do lots of training. That's for sure. But, you know, when you're at a disadvantage from the get-go, you know.
Yeah.
You wear a tie that will pull off in case they want to grab you by the neck, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the stuff we would never, ever in a million years think of that you have to. Oh. Hey, appreciate the call, Ryan. Thanks a lot for getting in. And, it's tough work. He's right. I mean, it's not necessarily just the person you're serving that you have to worry about. There could be 10 other people in there. You don't know.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Google Street View of this intersection, and because I didn't know this area very well, it's not rural, but it sure looks it. This intersection is not, it's several empty lots that don't even have houses on them.
Yeah.
And there are a few houses in every direction, but this is not a densely populated area at all. Almost every lot on this intersection is without a house on it.
And the more you say, the more it sounds exactly like what happened last month, except that we're not dealing with anybody shot, which, again, knock wood, thankfully, we're not dealing with anybody shot in this case.
So far, again, police have said they don't have any suspect information. Maybe they just aren't. Maybe it's just too early in the investigation. We also don't know exactly what time this happened. Fox 4 is the only one with the story so far. Again, weird to me that maybe just other outlets haven't gotten out that way to respond. But this is a job that we have never talked about before a month ago. We just never considered the inherent dangers of being someone whose job is to go deliver bad news.
Yeah. And the thing is, we'll never know. As we were both talking about a little while ago, is this going to become a thing now where, you know, anybody that's being served process is going to be more likely to do this? I don't know why that happens. You know, that kind of coincidence, and you don't know if somebody's thinking, well, that guy shot at a process server, so I'm going to shoot at a process server. Well, yeah, but that guy's in jail too. So
but they missed that part.
Logically, it doesn't make any sense for somebody to make that decision based on the fact that it happened before. But boy, doesn't it seem to always be the case that when we hear about something we've never heard of before and there's a tragic incident, that there's five more of them that follow right on the heels of it.
And is it because now it's been in the news?
Yeah, maybe.
And is there something, as I try to get in the mind of somebody who would shoot anybody, good luck with that. But I wonder, is there something psychological about the fact that you've been hearing about it? And now you see a person, I don't know that this is what happened, but the hypothetical for me is you see a person approaching your house, you know you owe tax money, or you know if you're not paying your rent, I mean, you know if you're in trouble, and you see a person approaching that looks official, that maybe would be a process server, and you've heard about this happening, and so you grab your gun and you shoot at the person.
Yeah. I don't know. Nothing explains it, right? Because nothing's ever going to explain irrational behavior. But we'll go back to the phones on that. If you want to jump in, 913-586-7798 to Lionel in Lee's Summit. Hey, Lionel.
What's going on, guys?
You tell us.
Guys, I've been a process server. This is my 24th year. I'm a private process server, so we get hired by attorneys to go out and serve all kinds of stuff. And it's changed. Something crazy has changed. I don't know. The last month certainly has put us all on a hyper-vigilant alert. I always tell my process servers, I've got 5 or 6 that work for me, and they always kind of laugh when I tell them this. When you knock on the door, step to the side.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's coming through the door.
Are your people armed when they work?
Some of them are and some of them aren't.
It's up to them.
Their choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's just some people that don't even want the temptation that they have that with them, that if something were to happen,
yeah,
regardless of who's at fault, it's going to come back to us. So they don't want to take on that responsibility.
Well, I want you to expand on something for us, because you said a couple of minutes ago that the last month has been crazy. And I know you were talking a lot about your response and the people that work for you, your response to what you saw happen. I think we all were just totally knocked for a loop by that. But have you noticed a change among the people that you serve? Are things getting more tense out there on their behalf as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, to the other side of the spectrum, I served some papers over the weekend, and a guy was so kind, and he goes, dude, you got an incredibly difficult job. He goes, please stay safe. And I was serving him the papers. But, yeah, since just in the past month, you just got to be so cautious. And, you know, it makes us wonder, is it worth the $100 to go out and serve these papers that we're getting to do this job, you know?
Yeah. Well, stay safe.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You got it. Thanks for getting
in. Appreciate it.
I don't know what to say about that, except to go through the same things that we talked about with Drexel Mack, which is the person serving you those papers is not the reason why you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
You're the reason that you're in trouble.
Right. And they didn't send themselves out there. It's not some kind of personal vendetta they have against you.
Right.
They don't care about you. You have no, they have a job to do. And they were called upon, usually by the courts, to go out and do that job. They know nothing about the case. There's nothing they could do about it.
Right.
All they're doing is their job by handing you a piece of paperwork. That's it. Leave them alone.
So let me open this up also. If you work in a job, I'm thinking like if your job is to turn off people's utilities.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or something like that. If you work in a job that is similar to this, where you go to a stranger's home and it's always bad, you know, whatever it is, if you're repo or whatever it is, talk to me more about the parts of that job that we had not talked about until this happened, about the dangers that you face every day. And now that, you know, now that this has happened twice, fatally the first time, not fatally the second, are you rethinking that job? I would be.
Yeah. I mean, he was. the guy we just talked to said the same thing, that, you know, is it really worth that $100 we're getting paid to do the job? Gary's in the Northland and up next with us. Hi, Gary.
Hey, so I was a bounty hunter a long time ago, and I had a good friend who was a process server and a repo man, but he didn't work as much in the city. I worked pretty much right around Kansas City, and I can tell you that even back then, it was far more common for him to have guns pointed at him or actually be shot. I never got shot at, but I've had guns pointed at me. But it wasn't like every other night, but especially if he was doing repo work,
yeah,
and he was going out somewhere rural, he was taking a big risk. You know, people out in the country, they don't want to give up their pickup trucks. You know, and I know that sounds kind of stereotyping, but he called me in the middle of the night one night. I was working a house down in Kansas City, and he called me. He's like, where are you at? And I told him, and I'm like, what am I hearing? He's like, they're shooting at me. He was actually ducked down in a ditch in front of this guy's house, and this guy was shooting at him from the house.
Yeah. And again, that guy's not keeping your truck. You know, he's not taking it from you to have for his own. He's taking it from you because it belongs to the bank.
Yeah, but this was 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And we still haven't been able to get a handle on this. Gary, thank you. It's just that misplaced anger of how dare you, you know, well, pay for your truck, pay for your car, you know, don't get sued. Don't commit crimes that are going to have somebody come out and serve you paperwork to tell you when to show up in court. You do have control over that stuff. But once it gets to that point, I mean, the person who's coming to repo that car has zero control. None.
Somebody just texted and said, I work for a utility company. I investigate people stealing electricity. They let dogs out on you pretty consistently.
Wow.
I bet. Yeah. Which is a whole other different.
And I mean,
thing to fight.
And the guy, you know, again, you take the guy who's having his car repoed, sees the guy out there taking the car and runs out and starts blasting away. What does he think is going to happen? The guy's just going to leave and he'll get to keep his truck? No, that's not going to happen. The next thing that happens is you go to jail, right, whether you hit him or not. And let's say you do hit him and kill him. Now you're looking at prison time, long prison time. You really want to do that over a truck?
Again, it comes back to what we've talked about a lot with guns. It's the impulsivity.
Yeah.
It is the lack of thinking about it. It's the, I've been, for lack of a better word, triggered by whatever this thing is. And the first thing I do is grab my gun and shoot.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Why is that? I asked the universe.
I wish I had a good answer. I just don't. I've never understood it. I've never gotten it. And it's just, the misplaced part of it, it just really bothers me as well, because you're taking your anger and your frustration out on somebody who did not put any of these wheels in motion.
913-586-7798. Again, if you missed the story, this is what got us talking about this, is emergency responders are out in the area of Booth and Thompson. That would be just east of 435 and just south of Winter Road. A process server was shot at. No one was injured, thank God, and no information on the suspect. So we'll continue to follow it.
One quick note aside from this, by the way, another traffic note to tell you about. Apparently a multi-vehicle wreck at 435. It's on I-35 near 435, and it's nuts in traffic up big time in that area as well.
Are we talking? No, that would be I-29. So south or south?
South, yeah.
Which direction?
Okay. So, I guess that's Overland Park. That's not Lenexa.
Okay.
But it's close.
Got it. Okay. All right. We will take a break here. We'll get to more of your comments and your calls next on KMBZ. All right. The plot thickens. John, I'm not sure if it's the same now or not.
No, I know. They're very, very close to each other.
They're very close to each other. All right. So here's what's going on so far today, is that we have a story out of Fox 4 that told us that Kansas City police are on the scene of where a process server was shot at. That's the phrase they use, in the area of Booth and Thompson Avenues. It just says in the area of Booth and Thompson.
Yep.
Police said no one's hurt, no information about a suspect. Channel 41 just posted a story that says multiple people were detained while police determined if shots were fired during a towing incident. Now, they describe this in the 400 block of Booth Avenue, which, so Booth and Thompson is just to the southeast of the intersection of Winter Road and 435.
Yep.
The 400 block of Booth Avenue is on the north side of Winter Road and heads up to Wilson Road.
Yeah.
What's confusing to me about this, among other things, is that Booth Avenue on the south side of 24, on the south side of Winter Road, doesn't connect to that Booth Avenue on the north side of Winter Road.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It stops.
It
stops right at the interstate. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a gap there. I guess it's Wallace, which is the next block over, that goes through. That would go under an underpass, but Booth doesn't. Yeah, I mean, they may very well have just
gotten very close to each other.
Yeah, they may have gotten the numbers screwed up a little bit and figured it was the 400 block when it isn't. But it's, I mean, that's awfully coincidental to have two suspected shootings within a couple of blocks of each other, within minutes of each other. So because they mentioned a towing incident with the second one, and by the way, as I'm looking at it right now, it is. It's the same incident. That 400 block goes through. The numbers continue because I'm looking I'm looking at one that is in the 400s on Booth Avenue that's on the south side of the interstate there. So that that must be we must be talking about the same incident. Which, I mean, if you've got a process server and somebody doing towing, that's a repo.
So it could be different incidents.
I'm thinking it's the same one. You had two people out there doing the job. You had a process server serving the paperwork and a guy running the tow truck to tow the car away.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Now I see what you mean. So what they said about this one is that police talked to a tow truck driver who said they were at a home in the area to tow a vehicle. The driver told police they believed someone inside the home fired a gun at them. Officers convinced people inside the home to come outside, and they cooperated. They were detained for investigation. No one was injured.
Yeah. If, now what I'm wondering, and text this in if you can in the next few seconds, because we're coming right up to the end of the show, is it possible the tow truck driver was the process server? That it was one person doing the same job?
Right. And they're just two media outlets are calling them different things based on what they were told by police.
Could very well be. But again, we'll keep on the details on this. If you know, for example, if you are a repo person, do you count as a process server as well?
What a day. What an afternoon this last hour has become here. All right. So we'll have updates tomorrow. Either way, it's scary, regardless of what went on here. You have people that are just out doing their job and are being shot at from people inside the house.
Please stay safe out there, everybody, and put the guns away.
Yes. All right. Go Royals. First pitch comes up at 3:10 p.m. against the Twins. We'll have updates tomorrow. Turn this over to Dana and Parks. Be back tomorrow on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.